Thank you for today, everyone. The next class is on Friday, so don't forget. It'll be more of these kinds of exercises, but I'll throw in some strength and mobility too. And for those of you who wanted some extra routines you can do at home, I sent it all to you by email, so make sure to check them out. And so unless there are any questions, I will see you in a couple of days. Oh, you, stay. Stay for a moment, if you don't mind. There's something I wanted to talk to you about. We'll just wait for everyone else to clear out first. It's private. Did you like the class today? I know a lot of yoga and stretching can be difficult for a newbie. I hope I haven't been straining you too much. Because the thing is, it looks like you're straining. Like, you're straining a lot. You know I can see everything in the mirror, right? That's why it's there, so I can look at each one of you to make sure you're doing things properly. I keep looking back to see if everything's okay, and for some reason, I always look at you. And while you're doing everything okay technically, I always get the sense that your head is not really in it. That you're not as present as you should be. Often, when I look back at you in the mirror, you're not paying attention to the movements. Instead, I can see that you're looking at me. Yeah, I can. You're not really subtle about it either. I can tell. You are sneaking glances at me all throughout my sessions. You might even say that you're fucking staring at me, which is just not okay. In fact, it's totally inappropriate for you to be behaving like that in my classes. Are you even interested in yoga at all? Or are you just paying for these sessions so you'll have a chance to gawk at me? Look at me. You're turning bright red, aren't you? God, that's embarrassing. You're not even trying to deny it. You can't deny it because it's so obvious. No wonder it doesn't feel like you're paying attention. Because you're not, are you? You're only paying attention to me. Not my movements or my instructions. Just me. Just watching me. Fixating on me. And I take it from the way you're looking away, all flushed and ashamed, that you're also fantasizing about me, aren't you? Just zoning out completely while you watch me. Practically drooling all over yourself. Your eyes glazing over. Your pants growing tight. So what is it you want then? If not to learn yoga. Don't look down at the floor. Look at me. I am giving you a chance to tell me exactly what you want. And you'd better take it, or I'll kick you out of my class right this second. And then you'll be left with nothing but the faint image of me to obsess over. Of course I can tell. You're not the first creep to join my classes. Luckily for you, I'm in a good mood today. So I will give you a chance to tell me exactly what it is you fantasize about. Of course, my body. What's the matter? Am I too perky for you? Too tight? Is my ass too big for you to focus on anything else? Are my tits too bouncy and juicy for you? Is it hard for you to watch me in all these positions? bent over, face down, ass up. Spreading my legs in these yoga pants and leaning over, stretching, squatting. My beautiful hair in a tight ponytail. My skin glistening with sweat. My breathing becoming heavy. My chest heaving up and down, making you incapable of focusing on anything else. Hey, look at me. My eyes are up here. Don't you fucking stand there staring at me when I'm trying to talk to you. I think you have a problem. If you can't even attend a yoga class without losing control of your sexual impulses. I know, I've dealt with people like you before. Usually just by kicking them out. But I don't want to do that. I think you're kind of cute. They do. Even though you objectify me. Even though you stare at me. Sexualizing me without my consent. Playing with yourself after class while thinking about me. I have an offer for you. And I think, I know, you'd be interested. You see, I'm not just a yoga instructor. It's my day job, sure. But it would be a shame if I didn't use this perfect body for other things too, don't you think? So I also hold private classes. They're similar to these, but more private. One-on-one. So during the day, I help people relax and train their bodies. But during private classes, I focus more on training the mind. It's kind of like yoga meditation. I help people clear their minds. I help them unwind and relax. I'm a domina. A domina who loves weak little girls like you. And that's the kind of training you need. Look at me. Hey, look at me. I bet you'd fucking love that, wouldn't you? Being forced to stay after class by your perky yoga instructor. Forced into a private session with me where I'll teach you things the others don't get to experience. Then you'd be allowed to stare at me as much as you want. I'd make you stare at me. I'd make you get down on the floor and force you to look up at me while I show myself off. Bouncing my perfect ass right in front of your face. Bending over right in front of you so you can stare down my cleavage. It's hard for you to look away, isn't it? You don't want to look away. All you can think about is how perky and big they are. How soft and yummy they look in this tight little crop top. Bursting out. I can just put my hands behind my back and bounce them up and down right in front of your face. Bouncing, bouncing, bouncing these perfect tits up and down, up and down, up and down. Like I'm running or riding. Bouncing in such a perfect, hypnotic rhythm. Bouncing, 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 bouncing. I think a few private sessions with me will be really good for you. I have so many fun things I can show you. I like to get creative and mostly self-taught, so you won't find some of my exercises in a workout program or fitness blog. It's entirely original. Just for you. It's always so much fun to have a new toy to play with. And there's so much new territory to explore, so many new sensations and experiences. But I must admit that my training is different. Not like ordinary meditation. Not like ordinary mindfulness. Personally, I prefer to focus on the fun. In my opinion, relaxation and mindfulness is only a key that unlocks greater experiences. Some dominoes only play with your mind, which is fair enough, but I like to engage the body too. I like to combine yoga and hypnosis. I find they go hand in hand. Gentle, relaxing movements. Gentle, relaxing words. It's easy to move when you're compelled to by a sweet and hypnotic voice like mine. Like you don't even have control of your own body anymore. Your central nervous system fires signals, telling your body to move, all from listening to me speak. You can train the body all you want, but if the mind is not focused, if the mind is not relaxed, open, vulnerable, then you will never achieve your full potential. The mind and the body are connected in ways we have no idea how to explain. I've seen firsthand what it can do, how powerful simple suggestions can be, how strongly someone can react to a word, a phrase, a trigger. How a snap can send someone over the edge. You would be surprised how little is needed to bring someone to their knees. So what do you say, huh? Do you want a private session with me? It's not like I don't already know the answer, but I like to hear you say it. Tell me. Say yes. Good girl. I hope you're excited to get started. I love getting a new client, a newbie. There are so many interesting things we can do, and I just want to show you all of them right away. I won't, of course. I'll be gentle, I promise. We'll take it very easy to begin with. I wouldn't want to scare you away or hurt you or anything. But I can promise you, you'll love it. I know you will. It's a promise based on my experience. I find that every time I get to instruct someone new, they always come back more than once. And they tell me, "Wow, Shibby, I've never felt like that before." And then they beg me for another class as soon as possible. I love it. It's a compliment. They get hooked right away. I must admit, though, I get a sense of evil satisfaction doing it. Getting them hooked. Making them addicted. Watching them squirm and beg for another class. Pleading and pleading and pleading for more. But I'm always happy to oblige. And every time they come back, they start loving it more and more and more. The more you do this, the better it gets. As you learn to breathe properly, as you learn to clear your mind, follow instructions, it only gets better. You feel it in your whole body. You feel it in your mind. An intense, warm glow. A strength and a weakness. Happy contentment. I'm going to help you get out of your own head for once, so that you are not a slave to your impulses. So you'll stop staring and fixating on me without being able to control yourself. I will try to disconnect your mind and let it be free, to uncouple your conscious and unconscious minds. I find that they often interfere with one another. Your unconscious mind nagging, tugging, distracting and pulling on your conscious mind, disrupting thoughts, keeping you engaged even when you need to relax, not allowing you time to breathe, to recover, to feel relaxed, happy the way you deserve. Let me show you. Do what I tell you. Whatever I say, just do it. Go along with every word and suggestion. Let yourself go for a bit. You have my permission to let all those perverted thoughts run freely through your mind. But you still have to focus on my voice, okay? Focusing and fixating on the way I talk. In the soft and silky way my words slip into your brain. The way they wrap around you, delicate and warm. Focus on what's important. Obedience. Submission. Get undressed for me, slut. Get naked for me. Don't hesitate, don't think about it. Just take everything off. Let my voice take control of your actions, your thoughts. I can make you strip with just a few simple words. And it feels so good to obey. It feels so good to listen to my voice, pushing you down. Your mind reacting so strongly to every little word. Your legs beginning to buckle and it becomes so difficult to stand. Get down on the mat for me, slut. Get down on your knees in front of your domino. And as you kneel down, feel that power crashing over you. Good girl. Focus on my voice. Breathe for me. Breathe slowly. Breathe deeply. Do your best to maintain as much intensity of focus as possible. Look up at me. Look at me standing over you. Towering over your kneeling body. My beautiful eyes looking down at you. Your little heart beginning to thump and thump and thump. Your pulse increasing. Breathe. Allow the air to flow freely through you. You might be getting excited. But don't let that distract you. Don't let your heart interrupt your breathing. Just listen to my voice. Inhale. And exhale. Control yourself. Focus on me. And when you inhale, feel that delicate, subtle scent of me filling you. Subtle, sweet, intense. The smell of a gentle flower. The smell of perfume. The natural smell of my body. Sweaty from all the stretching, bending I've been doing. But still so delicate and sweet. Intoxicating. And as I step even closer to you, you smell me more. The smell of me. The smell between my legs. Warm. Rich. Overpowering. It's really warm in here, don't you think? Hot enough to make you dizzy. Making your cock hard, poking out from between your legs, leaking that needy pre-cum onto your thighs. I should probably take off some layers, huh? Keep looking at me. Watch me cross my arms and peel off this tight tank top, slipping over my skin. Revealing my fit tummy, my strong shoulders, my soft curves. Revealing this tight black sports bra underneath. It's actually a size too small for me. I just didn't have anything else to wear today. So it's very tight. Can you see how I am bursting out of it? How my soft tits are pushed and squeezed together, overflowing. Why don't you lean forward and kiss my tummy? I know you want to. It's okay. You can grab my hips and lean forward. Place your soft little mouth on my belly. And give me soft kisses. Tell me how pretty I am, pet. Tell me. Tell me how fucking gorgeous and perfect I am. You don't just want this. You need it. You can't. Fucking help yourself. Kiss me. Kiss this gorgeous girl in her perfect body. Watching this trophy girl in her tight clothes turns you into such a helpless little mess. Nothing makes you happier than worshipping my perfect body. Just let yourself grow completely limp. Let your submissiveness take center stage in your mind. I want you to forget yourself. I want your mind to be empty. So empty. Every thought just floating away from you. Disappearing in your mind like fog. Is that heavy? Warm, submissive feeling rolls over you, covering you. A heavy, heavy blanket of warm content, wrapping you in my sweet voice. You want me to have my way with you. You feel so at home beneath me, so comforted and submissive. So happy and intensely aroused. You should just trust. Then I know what's good for you. Because I do. Shibby knows exactly what you need. What you can't be without. Service is your purpose. That's okay. I want you to be obsessed with me. I want you to give me sweet little kisses all over my perfect body. You're so weak to me, aren't you? The perfect goddess body of mine. It dominates every single thought in your mind. The sound of my voice is liquid and warm as it streams through your mind. It makes you melt. It makes you weak and dizzy. It pushes into you. Deeper. Pushes into you. Deeper. Pushes into you. Deeper. Pushes into you. Deeper. Your conscious mind begins to buckle and give way against all this pressure, all this tension inside your mind, all that tension in your cock. You're so fucking tense for me. Every part of you straining and reaching desperately for that pleasure. My teasing and my torture, my soft control and my yummy body just owning your submissive mind completely. I know it's hard, but try your best not to be completely fucking desperate, would you? Or you might squirm yourself out of trance, and we can't have that. One thing should be crystal clear to you, Pat. You're down here with me, trapped under my control. Relax. 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 That's enough kisses, cutie. Get back. All the way back down. Relax. 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 Lay down for me, Pat. On your back. Good girl. I'm getting really hot and sweaty. And I can't stand to wear clothes anymore. They're just so sticky and tight. So I want you to watch me while I take off these yoga pants. Do you want to know a secret? I don't like to wear panties when I hold classes. Which is why my soft little pussy is so prominent in these pants. Which is why you can smell the sweet scent if you get too close. Thinking about that makes you excited, doesn't it? Me standing in front of the whole class without panties. And when I'm down there in all those spread out positions, when I reach down and stick my ass into the air, stretching and bending, I can't help but picture what it would be like to have a nice little puppy under me. A nice little puppy like you. Helpless and obedient. Forced to watch as I bend and stretch and work up a sweat right in your face. Tell me how fucking sexy I am. Empty your brain of all thoughts and replace them with images of me. Images of my perfect, soft body. My deep curves and warm, glowing skin. My plump little ass. My bouncy camel toe that you can see through these yoga pants I'm wearing. You should let those images fill your mind until all you are capable of thinking about is your perfect Domina standing over you. Look at me. I want you to watch me when I undress. Hands at your sides. Eyes on me. Watch me slip them down. Over my ass. Down my hips. Slowly revealing my soft and shaved mound. My slit. And all those sticky juices clinging to it in the light strands. I'm all wet and worked up from playing with you. Can you see? Soaking these yoga pants. But it's such a relief to finally have them off. It's way better like this, don't you think? Me standing over you all naked except for this tight little bra. Standing over you and spreading my legs right over your face. My body is your temple. And looking up at my perfect shaved pussy just sends you deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper down into that perfect submissive state. Where all you can think about is service. You look so flushed and embarrassed. So fucking cute. I really just want to sit on you. You know that? I should just crouch down right here and stuff this perfect, yummy pussy in your face and make you worship me. I know there's nothing you'd rather be doing than making me wet. Using your tongue to service me like the good puppy you are. I should just use your face like a fucking yoga ball, shouldn't I? Bouncing up and down. I should just be sitting right on top of you, humping you and grinding my crotch all over your face until you're a wet little mess. I really want to sit on you. But I'm afraid you might just come all over yourself, like a desperate little slut. You'd love every second of it, wouldn't you, Ben? Tell me you want to crouch down so you can taste me. Good girl. But I want to watch that needy cock of yours squirm. So I'm just gonna turn around and sit this thick ass right on top of your face. My thighs around your body. My knees pressing your arms together so you cannot move. My pussy is an altar for submissive, slutty toys like you. A place where you can drool and worship. Feel my heat as I kneel down on top of you. Stuffing your face into my perfect plump ass. My soft, wet lips opening up gently. Covering your mouth. Your nose all the way in my fucking ass. Your mouth opening up all on its own instinctually. Your tongue slipping out and beginning to move around in circles. Around my hard clit. Working that filthy mouth back and forth. You should lick me all over. My body is such a perfect, sweet little treat for you. And your tongue should be all over me. Cleaning and worshipping me the way I want. I know you've always wanted to be a lap dog for a perfect girl like me. Don't be embarrassed, puppy. It couldn't possibly get any more embarrassing than being naked on the ground for me. So why hold back? You can just admit to every filthy thought you have. Between licks, you can confess to me. You can tell me everything. Tasting the bare flesh of my pussy. Breathing in my sand. So fucking intoxicating as your mind begins to spin and spiral. Spiral and spin. Spin and spiral, spiral and spiral, spiral and spiral, spin and spiral, spin and spiral, spin and spiral, spin and spiral. Your needy little dick beginning to twitch and fill with so much blood. Pulsing and bouncing as my pussy makes you harder. Harder, harder. Keep rolling that tongue over my clit. I love watching you squirm underneath me like that. Watching you grow and grow and grow. The more tightly I wrap my legs around, the more weight I put on your face, the harder you get, the better I feel. It's the submission that gives you pleasure, isn't it, Pat? You don't need to be stimulated. Showering your perfect domina in love is the only thing you care about. It's not about you, after all. Wanting so desperately to sneak that fucking tongue into my slit. Don't you dare. Lose yourself in the feeling pit. Let those slutty feelings out all over my body. Make a fucking mess of me, you dirty slut. Give me cute little hickeys and bite marks. If you're really greedy, eat all you can while you still have permission to touch me. Really, little sluts like you should never be allowed to touch me. I want you to stick your fucking face into every nook and cranny of my perfect body. I want you to smell me and nuzzle me and give me sweet little kisses all over. Do you want me to play with that needy little dick of yours? Do you want me to bend forward, wrap my hand around it, and pump you? Stroke you? Jerk you off? Massaging your cock while I suffocate you in my perfect ass? Don't be shy with me now. Do you think I'm suddenly going to buy that you're all modest and innocent? All of a sudden, don't you think I see right through you? You dirty fucking pervert. It feels so much better when I deny you. It feels so much better to have my perfect goddess body just out of reach. That way, you always have something to fantasize and think about. Keeping you at arm's length is the best way to drive you fucking crazy. Isn't it, slut? I'm just so perfect and unreachable, and you know you're too much of a pervert to ever get close to me. Too fucking filthy. You are just a toy for me. And good toys only move where and when their owners say. Good toys like to be bullied and used. They like to be of service. You love to be of use to me, don't you, Pat? Any way I tell you to. You are just happy to serve me and worship my perfect pink pussy. Until your face is fucking soaking. until you can't breathe anymore. You want to be deprived of oxygen and pleasure all the fucking time, don't you? Just used over and over again. Having me bounce this perfect fucking ass up and down on your face. Using you like a soft little yoga ball. Exercising and sweating all over you while you lick it all up. Like the good little puppy you are. My perfect, desperate little donkey lapping up all my yummy juices. This is the only training you're interested in, isn't it? Puppy training. Dog training. Training you to be even more of a filthy slut than you already are. I could bounce on you like this all fucking day. You would still beg for more, wouldn't you, pet? I could get up and let you have a break from my pussy, but why would I? When I know how fucking badly you want this pussy rubbing up and down all over your mouth, grinding on your lips. I know it gets you fucking drunk. I know it makes you leak and squirm like a fucking slut. I know it pushes you towards the edge like nothing else. Especially when I ignore your cock at the same time. Letting that frustration build and build as you wonder if I'm ever going to give you any attention. But really, why should I? Why the fuck should I touch that desperate little cock of yours when you're such a filthy pervert? Why should I punish you by giving you what you want? It wouldn't be much of a punishment, would it? No, I think you need to suffer for being such a dirty fucking girl. I do. You should be tortured and denied until you learn your fucking lesson. Until you get your act together and stop perving on beautiful women like a shameless fucking bitch. Really? I should have just kicked you out of my class right away, in front of everyone. Then they could all see that needy fucking boner of yours as you stumble out the door on your ass. But I'm such a sweet fucking domino for letting you stay after class, aren't I? And you are so grateful. Tell me how grateful you are. Oh, what's that, sweetie? I can't hear you. But that's okay. I don't really care what you have to say. That dirty mouth of yours is good for one thing and one thing only. Is that clear? If you're not between my legs and worshipping me the way I deserve, your mouth should be fucking closed. I really don't care what you have to say, unless it's please or yes or even no, stop. If you're not begging me for something, you shouldn't speak. Just like how good puppies are taught not to bark. Speaking is just a distraction from what you really should be doing. Licking and lapping at my pretty pink pussy. Drooling and eating me up. Yes. Slut. Get your fucking tongue inside me. I want you to fuck me. I want your soft pink tip to lap up all my pussy juices. Dipping up and down on your tongue as you work that wet little tip into my tight hole. Feel me lean forward. My soft, warm hand wrapping slowly around your shaft. Oh, that's intense, isn't it? So fucking intense. Not able to breathe, not able to think, not able to resist that feeling growing and growing inside of you. That desperate, intense feeling. Needing to come. Needing to spurt that dirty load all over my hand. Yeah? You want to come all over me, don't you? All over your filthy fucking yoga instructor. I bet you'd love to have me on my knees, pumping your cock and taking your load all over this tight fucking tank top. Letting your sticky cum dribble down between my fat tits while I look up at you. But that's just a silly little fantasy, and you know that could never happen. You know a perfect domino like me would never take a facial from a pervert like you. You just get to be my fucking cushion. My seat. My chair. You only get to stuff your face into my sweet, sweaty, pink pussy. And worship me like the dirty slut you are. So sticky. So salty. So yummy. You could just eat me up. I know you want to. Kiss me and worship me the way perfect women deserve to be worshipped. Pushing me towards the edge with that good girl mouth of yours. Making me dribble and leak and gush all over your face. While this hand pumps you up and down. Up and down, up and down, up and down, down. Service is my purpose. The head of your cock swelling. Service is my purpose. Dripping. Service is my purpose. Leaking all that filthy pre-cum onto my hand. The only feeling is the taste of my pussy. Desperate need to come. It's so overwhelming and intense as I ride your face like a cock. Moaning. Grinding. Bouncing. Placing a hand on your stomach to support myself. The other hand working and pumping and stroking that leaking dick of yours. Fuck. Good girl. Good fucking girl. You're going to make me come, slut. Yeah, and that filthy fucking mouth of yours is going to make me come. Toying with you just feels so fucking good. Watching your hips buck and thrust as I torture you with my hand. Seeing how desperate you are, how badly you need to release. Oh, fuck, slut. Are you close? Are you ready to fucking come for me? Yeah? You wanna show me what a good fucking slave you are? I'm gonna count you down, okay? You'd better not come until I tell you. 10. Feel me sink down even deeper onto you. The weight of my whole body on your face. 9. Feel my thighs trembling against your cheeks. My creamy pussy just leaking all over your mouth as you eat it all up with your tongue. 8. Your cock is all lubed up and slippery from your pre-cum. My hand gliding and slipping up and down so easily as I pump. 7. Pumping and pumping and pumping. 6.
stroking and jerking and tugging and torturing that fucking cock.
Five. My voice beginning to shake. Your whole body begins to tremble. Four. Your whole body begins to shudder. Every stroke of my hand moving through your central nervous system, overloading your brain, making you feel so silly and dizzy. Three. Pre-cum begins to pour out of you now. Heavy, glistening streams of meat, endlessly dribbling out and over my hand. Two. My pussy clenches and contracts around your tongue. I buck, I twitch, I squirm, I even squirt a little as I ride and grind on your fucking face. Your mouth pushing me towards that edge. My pussy is so needy and it just wants to come. Just like you want to come. I can't hold back anymore. And neither can you. Are you ready to come for me, slut? Are you? Yeah? Oh, you wanna come all over my fucking hand? Feel me lean back. Your whole face buried so deep in my pussy as I moan and buck and huck home. Your cock overwhelmed by the sensation as it begins to tense and fill. And as you hear me moan, as you feel me tremble, an orgasm just begins to flow through you. Unstoppable. Pumping and pumping and pumping. Your muscles clenching and that cum beginning to pour out of you. My hand stops moving. And I grip the shaft of your cock so fucking tight. Pointing you straight up. One. Come for me. Be a good fucking girl and come for me, slut. Let yourself go. Come for me, you little slut. You begin to thrust up and down like the slut you are. Desperate to be pumped again. Desperate to be finished. But it's too late. And all that cum begins to spurt out of you. Dribbling all down and all over my hand. Your cock clenching and twitching as I ride and come all over your fucking face. So helpless to stop that orgasm from overtaking you. You can't help but come all over yourself. Spilling and gushing and spurting that dirty load everywhere. Letting out all that yummy cum. Throbbing and pumping. So unsatisfying. So fucking mean. I told you, this isn't about you. It's about me. Why the fuck should I make you feel good when I'm punishing you? No, sweetie. You're gonna have to do way more if you want me to pay attention to you like that. You're gonna have to earn your pleasure. I'm not a giver like you. I'm a taker. I'm mean and selfish. I only give back to good sluts who have really proven their worth to me. Would you like to do that? Prove your worth to me? Would you like to become one of my Special little playthings. An obedient pet. A submissive little toy. Good girl. Feel me lift off of you. Light strands of wetness from your mouth to my pussy. And look what I've done to you, pet. Your face is soaked. Red. So flushed. All puffy and wet. Exactly how you should be. I lean down and run my tongue across your lips. I'm tasting myself on you. Kissing you. Such a good girl for me.
So tell me, next class is on Friday. Would you like to stay late again? It's not a difficult question for you, is it? Of course you do. You want more training. You need more training. And if you're a really good girl, you might just earn exactly what you want. Poor thing. All drained out. Here, sweetheart, let's wake you up. It's okay that you'll still have that just fucked, simple-minded look in your eyes. I like it. But I am going to need you to come back to some sort of semblance of reality. So let's wake up now. On the count of five, you'll become alert and aware and, well, cognizant of just what a dirty little slut you've been. One, two, three, four. Feeling coming back, mind coming back. Five, wake up. Look at you just lying there. Silly slut. Now don't forget my lesson.